Welcome to Share Talk with your host, Pastor Teresa. You are tuned in to a show that will inspire you and empower you to move you from your past and help you grab hold to your God-given future. Using biblical, practical, and life experience, Pastor Teresa, along with her special guests, will be teaching women of all ages that the hardship of life don't have to make you bitter, but better as you share, talk, and grow. Now for the next 60 minutes, we invite you to the show. Here's your host.
Hello, ladies. This is your host, Pastor Teresa, and I welcome you to Share Talk. We are so glad that you are tuned in today, and we have a very exciting show for today. And as we learned that as we talk, share, and grow, I truly believe that you young ladies, my teen girls, you guys are going to be empowered today. You're going to be motivated, and you will be inspired to inspire someone else. So we have an exciting 60-minute of show with you today, and we have our co-host on the line. Everybody's not able to be with us tonight, but we do have four of our co-hosts on tonight, and I hope and pray that you're having a good time. Co-hosts, can you tell everybody hello?
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Wonderful, wonderful. So we have Takesha, co-host Takesha. We have co-host Katera, Kajay, and Jayla on the line. Larea and Shay was not able to be with us tonight, but we're going to go on with the show, and I'm hoping and praying that you're telling your other friends, your cousins, your sisters, if you're a teenager, and even some moms out there, I'm hoping your moms are chatting in and listening on in so you can actually hear what we're talking about tonight. Well, tonight we have some exciting information for you, but we want to go ahead and lead with prayer. Father, we thank you. We thank you right now for allowing us today to minister to your people, to your teenagers, your young ladies, God, as they grow and develop as Christian young ladies, God. We ask you right now, give us the words, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to how to project your word out to your people. We ask you right now, God, cover every co-host today, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Well, tonight we're talking about some interesting topics that I done got all these inboxes and emails about this one topic. Should Christian teenagers, girls, are allowed to date? Should teenagers, girls, be allowed to date? Why and why not? Oh, my goodness. So I'm going to start off with Katera, co-host Katera. When you seen this topic, what came to mind, Katera?
When I received this topic, what came to mind? Like, oh my gosh, this topic, which is very important when you are in the church, because everybody want to ask you these questions, like, well, are you allowed to date? Are you allowed to talk to boys? And just like, it's a hard question, but then again, it's easy to come about because most people have been through this and they know what to say and what not to say.
Absolutely, absolutely. What about you, KJ? When you saw the topic, what was your thought?
I was just kind of like, oh, here we go. But I feel like, if you're mature enough and you know right from wrong and you feel like you want to date, you should.
Okay, okay. Well, we're gonna get in it. We're going to definitely get in it, and we're going to talk about it. What about you, Takesha? When you saw the topic, what did you think?
When I saw the topic, I was like, yes, finally we talk about this subject. This is a really good subject because most teens go through this and they need to know the steps on what not to do and what to do. So I love this topic when I seen it. I wish I had it when I was in school. But, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. What about you, Jayla?
When I seen this topic, I was like, oh, Lord. But I feel like if you're responsible enough, if you, like, of age, then you can date, and if you know how to do it, then you should do it. If you're in the right place to die as well.
Absolutely. I love that part. if you're in the right place with God. Well, we also know, audience, and I know I have a lot of teenagers out there that's listening, chiming in, linking in on Facebook, and we realize this is a very challenging topic, and it's a topic a lot of parents have different views on it because of their upbringing and because of today's society. But we're today, we're going to go into a discussion, and we want you to overhear our discussion, and hopefully if you have any questions or want to make a comment, that you let me know by clicking number one, and it will give me the indicator that you do have a question, and when we go to commercial, I will come to you and get your question, and if it's something pertaining to tonight, I will put you on live for everyone to hear you, just like everybody hearing us now. So the first question we have on the board is, what is teen dating? What is teen dating? Kajé, can you tell me your definition, how you see it, or what do you think the other teenagers, you know, when we talk about teen dating, what does that definition mean? What do that mean?
To me, when I hear teen dating, I think of two young individuals who basically, they call each other boyfriend and girlfriend. They hang uh-huh. out, they go to the movies, and et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Good. What about you, Katira?
Teen dating for me is basically what Kajé said, two individuals of the different sex, and they get together, they call each other boyfriend and girlfriend, and they like each other. Some of them sometimes even fall in love, so you say. And that's just basically it.
Okay. All right. What about you, Jayla?
I feel like teen dating is when you've been talking to someone and y'all decide to make that decision to go on a date to, you know, see where y'all at in your relationship if y'all want to keep going and get to know the person better.
Okay. I love that answer. Good. Wonderful. Okay, so teen dating, so we gather, audience, that teen dating is when two young people like each other, they go take it to another step and go from liking each other to boyfriend, girlfriend, so all that good stuff. Am I correct, ladies? Is that what your definition is, basically, if we sum it up
yes,
in one ma'am. Word? Okay, wonderful. Okay, well, I have the same thing. When it comes down to the definition, because there's really no definition out there, there's a lot of different scenarios out there when you talk about what is teen dating. But teens who have some type of liking to the opposite sex and they pair off as a couple, and they want to call each other boyfriend, girlfriend. I really don't know what that really truly means. Like, okay, because when I think about when I was in school, that was so many years ago. My goodness, I'm not going to tell you how many years that been because I'll give my age away. But we're not going to tell you that. So, but at the same time, it you know, and I know a lot of times teenagers think, okay, y'all parents, y'all outdated, y'all don't, you know, that's old school, this type of stuff like that. But the concept is still the same. We still, you know, because y'all young ladies going to like other, y'all, hopefully y'all like boys. And that is normal and that is to be expected because you are a young lady, and you're going to see someone that you like. I don't want to go ahead of myself. So the next question is, what is the purpose for teen dating? What is the purpose? Start off with you, Katara. What is the purpose for teen dating?
The purpose of teen dating is different for other people, but for me, the purpose is just like for you just to get to know one another. Like, for me to, like, sit down and want to know everything about you and you want to know everything about me, it's just like some people get together just because they want to find that person who they're going to be with for the rest of their life.
Okay. All right, that's a good, wonderful. And do you think it's possible for teenagers, 14, 15, 16 years old, to make that decision that, you know, this is going to be the person that you're going to be with for the rest of your life? Do you think that's possible at that age?
It can be possible, and then it cannot be possible because, first, your relationship with God has to be strong because if your relationship with God is strong, then you will know, okay, this guy right here is, he's not all that good. Like, you will know what is right and wrong from that person.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, wonderful, 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 wonderful. Okay, I kind of like that. I kind of like that statement. I really do. Okay, so we understand that we're gathering based on listening to the lady that the purpose of teen dating is to get to know that person and to kind of, you know, get to know that person get to know you and all that good stuff there. And we discovered that you got a 50-50 chance based on what Katara just said, stated that this may be a potential mate or this may be just somebody you're getting to know. Wonderful. Okay. All right. Well, my definition or my meaning I found, not saying I agree with it or not, but I'm going to leave my comments about that a little bit later. But what I found the meaning of the purpose of dating is many teenagers state, and this is something I hear a lot, teenagers state this is the time for them to get to know the opposite sex and meet new friends. And that's what the majority of when you ask a teenager, the average teenager, and we're talking about Christian teens, but they're saying the same thing as the worldly teens are. This is the opportunity for them to get to know the opposite sex, and this is the opportunity for them to meet new friends. So that's why I find that when the kind of consensus of, I find that most teenagers believe this is a great opportunity to get to know someone else. But that leads us into the next question. But what are some of the challenges that teen dating cause or teen girls can face, be facing or face? What are some of the challenges that we can face during that time? Takesha, can you start us off?
Sure thing. Some challenges that teenagers face when they in a relationship is falling in love too fast, heartbreaking, saying that, oh, this person's going to be the one, and they don't end up being the one, being pressured to do something that you don't want to do, but you're still trying to satisfy that other person that you're dating. Yeah, that's my thoughts about that.
That's good. That's a good comment. That's a good comment. What about you, Katara? What are some of the challenges that girls face when you're dating that you think they can face or facing when dating?
Some of the challenges may be like peer pressure, like your mate is convincing you into doing things that you know are not right, but they still like, you know, it's okay, it's just gonna be me, you, I ain't gonna tell nobody, and it's okay, God is gonna forgive you, like little things like that, like things make girls think like, okay, maybe he's right, maybe God will forgive me, but it's like you have that little person on your shoulders. It's like, no, don't do that. Like, that is not right. That is wrong.
Good. Wonderful. What about you, Jayla? What are some of the challenges teen girls face when dating?
I think peer pressure is one of a big one, I think, because when you're on a date, it's like, I feel like you're doing things a lot for that person, and you want to see where that person is in God. You want to see where they is at that state. Anyways, like for a girl, you want to see, like, okay, what is this boy really going to bring me? What is he all about? What am I getting into? So it's a lot of, and then you, what's the word for it? Oh, it's like you get teased. Like, it's like, I can't put it, but it's like you get teased, and you want to do the bad things, but you know it's not good. But because he's there, because you're around that type of environment, you may do it.
Okay. I see you. That makes sense. Because to keep in mind is, I'm going to leave my comments. I'm going to get KJ. KJ, go ahead and tell me what some of the challenges that teen girls faces when they're dating.
Well, picking back from what everybody said, pressure is mainly one. Especially when you're a Christian teenager, because most times we may date people outside of church, and usually 100% of the time they're not saved, they're not on the level that you're on, they don't agree with everything that you learn from church. So to prevent all that, you should strive to be with someone who is on the same page as you are, so therefore you wouldn't even put yourself in the predicament to be pressured or to, be pressured into doing something you don't want to do.
I don't want to, I want to save my comments, but I want to go to commercial real quick because I got some interesting stuff I want to talk about with this statement here that the young ladies are making. So let's go to commercial, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Pastor Teresa, and I personally would like to invite you to experience the Inspire Magazine. Inspire Magazine is a magazine that's offering women and girls information and articles about issues that we face every day, from marriages and singles, parenting, relationships, spirituality, education, depression, health, finances, fitness, career, and yes, beauty. Each issue will feature stories and testimonies of women that live right here in the beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. You do not want to miss out on this. You want to have this magazine amongst your other reading material. You won't regret it, but you will be empowered, motivated, and most of all, inspired to inspire someone else. Visit me today on the website, TeresaBurtonMinistry.com, and purchase your copy. Hope to see you.
If you're in the Jacksonville area, we welcome you to attend the Father's House Kingdom Ministries. Our services are held Sundays at 11 a.m. and Wednesday Bible studies at 7:30 p.m. The address is 6455 Restlawn Drive in the beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Also, visit our website at www.fathershousejack.com. We look forward to seeing you in one of our services.
Hi, this is Pastor Teresa.
Hey, it's your girl Kajay, and I'm 19.
Hey, this is your girl Sakisha, and I'm 21.
Hey, this is your girl Katara, and I'm 16.
Hey, y'all, this is Loren, I'm 18.
Hey, y'all, this is Jalen, I'm 15.
And we're your Dance Hall co-hosts!
And I personally like to invite you to join us every fourth Monday at 6:30 p.m. as we create dialogue amongst teen girls. Yes, teen girls and young ladies. We understand that different things that you young ladies face, and we have created a host of young ladies to come together and share their experience and outcomes in different situations that they have been in and actually overcame. We want you to meet us here, right here on Share Talk, and you can do that by calling 347-580-8820 or by using the link that's provided. 60 minutes of live empowerment. Meet us here, right here on Share Talk.
All right, ladies, we are back, and we're so excited. We're talking about should teen girls be able to date, why and why not? And we just heard some powerful statements with Katara and Kajay and Takesha and Jayla. Lorette and Shay is not able to be with us tonight, but we're going to go on in Jesus' name. So we discovered that some of the challenges that teen girls face when dating, especially when we talk about Christian girls, because there is a high standard they're trying to live by that they experience during dating. And some of the ladies said peer pressure, they feel pressure maybe from the boy or pressure just from the audience, because if you know other teens are dating and they may not be saved, or they may be saved, but that's kind of high value that they may have by keeping their virginity. You may feel pressure from that. And that's one of the things that we want to talk about is, and I'm going to put my little comments right here on this question, is what are some of the challenges that teen girls face when dating? One of the things I see, the young girls, they come unfocused. They're not focused. Ladies, can you kind of agree with that or disagree with that sometimes when you're dating and you're going to school, you're in high school, the 11th grade, the 10th grade, the 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade? And you can focus when you're dating. True?
Yes, this is Sarah. I definitely agree to that. You will get on the focus. You will and focus on school. You will not be able to focus on the word. You will be doing... You'll be so caught up in your relationship with your mate, you will forget and you will lose track of the things that you were doing before you got with him or her.
Okay. Great. That's good. That's really good. What about you, Kajay? What do you say?
I say it depends on the person. different shows for different folks. Some people can go to school, make straight A's, have a boyfriend, and keep their head on straight and still have their relationship right with God. On the other hand, when some people may not be as strong as that person. So it all depends on the person to me.
And I'm thinking I'm breaking up a little bit. I'm not 100% why that, but I'm even seeing that being broken up. So I want to go ahead and try to engage this conversation by saying this. I believe that the young ladies, their attention are good. I believe a lot of times attention are good to go in, and I understand when you're going to school and you're going to see people that you like. You're going to see young men and young men that you like, and that's normal and that's natural, like I stated before. However, I truly believe that a lot of times that we end up getting unfocused, and when you get unfocused trying to get your education and then trying to build your relationship with God, because as young ladies, you're still trying to build your relationship with God at the same time when you build a relationship with another person. So sometimes you can get unfocused. You can really truly get unfocused. So the next thing is that the emotional highs coming with dating. There's a lot of emotional highs coming with dating. You be emotionally high and you be emotionally low. Katara, can you kind of share with us what that means when you hear that emotional highs and lows when it comes down to teen girls dating?
And the emotional high and low is just like you're so, like, your emotions are so into your relationship. Like, okay, so let me give you an example. Say me and this guy went out, and then we were together for about 9 months, and then all of a sudden we just break up. Like, all that emotion, all that being on the phone late at night, and everything we talked about, like, that is going to really get to me and him. So our emotions is going to be all caught up, and we're going to be in our feelings, and it's just like you're going to have high and low emotions from either one of us.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I truly believe that is downfall because of the high and low. You answered that question real perfectly. What about you, KJ? What do you feel? Do you feel that when you teen girls dating, is there a high and low emotion that you sometimes be experienced? Well, sometimes me, I'm not a teenager, but I'm speaking as a teenager. Do you think?
Yes. I've experienced it myself. There's a lot of, yeah. Yes, I do.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, and the key thing is what I'm trying to get to when it comes to engaging this conversation is understanding that, you know, you have some parents out there do allow their teen girls to date. Then you have some parents that absolutely say no, they can't date. And there is the pros and cons. Well, I'm going to put it this way. There is definitely a lot of negative feedback when it comes down to teen girls dating because, one, not focused. Two, your emotion got your highs and lows. And then the girls kept saying it, that some of the girls feel like they're sometimes they could be pressured to have sex, or the fear of rejection, or all the damage sometimes being in a relationship cause a person. And some of that stuff is we really, as teenagers, you guys should not be experiencing that right now. And that is the negative part of teen dating. The positive part, I want to talk about some positive parts. I want to see if the young ladies can talk about some positive, what the benefit of dating. I want to hear that. I would love to hear you guys discuss what is the benefit of dating as a teenager. What is the benefit? KJ.
A positive benefit to teen dating is getting to know someone for them. Sometimes we look at outer appearances and we judge people. When you really get to know someone, they can become your best friend, and you guys can relate on certain things. They can help you with certain things. You can talk to them about anything. It's like another friend.
Okay. So that's one of your positive a benefit of dating, that you get to know somebody, getting to know the person for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about you, Takesha? What is a benefit that you think or some teenagers be feel that is a benefit for dating? Do you see any benefits for dating as a teenager?
Based on me, when I was dating as a teenager, it was so good, positive. You know, you get to know somebody else, and you can know you can talk to them about your feelings, personal stuff, things that you're going through. Yeah, that's some of the positive things that I have to say.
Okay, what about you, KJ? I mean, not KJ, Katera. Katera, is there any benefit of dating as a teenager?
A positive benefit from dating as a teenager is mostly just you getting to know them. Like, you're getting to know who they are. They're becoming more closer to you. Like, you feel like you can once again be somebody's friend. Like, you can let that guard down, because some teenagers these days, they have this guard up of, oh, I can't tell you this, I can't tell you that, but I can tell my boyfriend, or I can tell my girlfriend this. So it's just like you feel like you have this type of friend, like this best friend that you can always sit down and talk to, and you trust them. Because some teenagers also don't really trust people with their business, but they feel like they can trust their boyfriend and girlfriend because they feel like, okay, I know that he's not going to tell my business, and I know that she's not going to tell my business.
Okay. And Jayla, do you have anything you want to say about that?
Yes. I feel like I agree with everybody. And one thing I feel like, when you do make a mistake on a date, or when you do go on a date and you realize that's not the person for you, you learn from your mistakes. And the positive from that is you know not to do it again. And then if you do it again, it's like you learn and you get better at dating, and you really find the right purpose for you to date. And then you can wait, and then you can be ready to date. Like me, I haven't started dating yet, and my parents don't want me to date, and I don't want to date because I don't feel like I'm not at the stage to date because my priorities are not intact. So, yeah.
Amen, Jayla. Amen. Your parents don't want you dating. Stop. That's my baby. Okay. Well, let me share this with you guys. I don't want to jump ahead of myself, but I got to make this point while we're there. When you're talking about breaking up, like Jayla just said something, and she don't have the experience of dating yet, so that statement that she's making is probably 9 or 10 going to be based on experience from her friends and what she overhears and what she sees with her friends. But one of the things I want to really bring out to y'all young ladies and the young ladies that's listening is that the negative part, even though y'all look at it as a positive, but it is a big negative when you do get to know someone and you share your personal business to get to know them. And someone said, I think it was Katera, when somebody, your walls come down, but then you find out that that's not the person. And then guess what happens? You have to, then when you date again with somebody else, you do the same routine, and guess what happened? You find out he ain't the one. So by the time you get to the fifth person, you don't share a lot of personal things and personal feelings, and your wall came down to too many people. So that's a really, to me, as a parent and as a pastor, and also just dealing with young ladies, I find that's a real big negative, because now I am married, and now because I went through the process, and a lot of times, and I want y'all to hear me, young ladies on the line, and also that's listening, that a lot of times, especially for the parents that desire their young people not to date, they're making that rule because of the experience that we have came through. And a lot of us wasn't allowed to date, but we date anyway, and we went through a lot of different stuff. And then some people did allow to date, and they seen what all the stuff that they did while they was allowed to date. So guess what happened? So then we have children. We say, well, I'm not going to let my child do that because they don't want us to. We don't want you guys to experience that type of loss or that type of damage. So there is, even though in the teenager years, I can hear why you're saying you guys positive, but for us parents and for pastors and youth ministers and leaders, that is a big negative. I don't know about, because a lot of parents may feel like that's a positive thing, that their child gets the experience. Me personally, I'm looking at all the different highs and lows and the hurt that y'all young people can actually receive due to the fact because you don't share a lot of stuff with different people just to find out they're not the one. Do you can y'all understand that portion of that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So even though I hear, like I said, once again, there's a positive. I believe that young people should be able to get to know other young kids and other young people, same sex, and I'm not talking same sex, girlfriend, boyfriend stuff. I'm talking about just to get to know other teenagers. I actually believe that there should be teenagers while you're in school that you gain friends. But when it come down to boyfriend and girlfriend, talking about bringing those walls down now because now I'm going to be paired off as a couple, that's where it gets tricky at. It can get very tricky in that. So we're asking the question, what are the challenges that teen girls face while dating? And we already discovered that sometimes they get unfocused, they have emotional highs and lows, they go through a lot of peer pressure, they got the experience of rejection. Because I like to ask that question, how many of you feel that when a girl break up with a boy, the boy break up with a girl, is there a form of rejection comes into play? Is there a form of rejection a girl can feel if a boy was to decide to break up with a girl?
This
yes.
Has
yes,
there is.
So now you get the experience. Now rejection. How do you think, you know, maybe based on experience or based on what you overhear other young ladies talk about, how do you think a lot of young ladies handle that when a boy break up with them? How do you think they handle that, Keshe?
Again, different strokes for different folks. Some people don't really know how to handle their emotions, so they tend to, stay to themselves, or they get really depressed. And then there's some other girls that'll just hop right back into another relationship because of the hurt from the past. They try to go to another boy to fill in those voids that they have.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. What about you, Katara? What do you have to say about that?
What I would have to say is that it's a form of rejection, but then it's a form of hurt too, because you just so hurt, like, dang, he left me. And then you sitting there thinking, but why did he leave me? He didn't tell me why he left me, or where was he going, or what did I do? Did he do something? Like, you just sitting there thinking, and then you mostly hurt, and then there comes with rejection, because then when you see him with somebody else, you're just like, oh, so that's why he left me. It's just like rejection and hurt has the two big deals of a breakup.
Okay. What about you, Jayla?
I agree with Katara, and it's like when you get rejected, you feel confused if you don't know why. And then when you see that person with another person, you can begin to compare yourself with that person. Oh, she got this, or I don't got this, or he has that, and I don't have this. So you begin to question, and then it's like, and then you have, some girls have anger because you're confused and you're mad at why he don't talk to you. You're mad at, you spent all this time with him, you told him all this stuff, and it's like you get this anger when you see them every time. So it's a lot of hurt and rejection, and I feel like anger too.
Okay, so with that saying, that all the anger and the hurt and the rejection and all of this stuff there, I want to hear you guys, because I don't want to seem like I'm coming back with all the negative stuff, but that's my job as not only as a mother, because this is something in audience. I want to be honest with you. Two of my daughters is on the line, Jayla and Takesha, and me and my husband, we do have a rule, and our rule is our children cannot date until they get over 18 and mature, because they can be 18, but if they're not mature, meaning is they're not focused, they haven't got, there's certain tasks they have to have done, there's certain things they have to have completed, meaning is high school should be already done, taken care of, and there's certain things spiritually we want our children to have focused. So therefore, when somebody come into their life, they will have the tools they need, and they have gotten all the other stuff out the way, the little kid stuff. And not to say 18-year-olds have it all together, but they don't pass a lot of that immature, childish kind of stuff. I like you, you like me, I like you. All that kind of, they kind of just pass that place. And so that's the rule in our house. When you hear Takesha saying, well, even though she tried to attempt to date, even though she was told not to, it never worked out, because once it's about it, and that's one of the things I want to say, when you follow your parents' rule, you only can be blessed when you follow your parents' rule. When you don't follow your parents' rule, you can't be blessed like that. And I'm not going to go to a father with that, because I have a lot to say about that. But when you're talking about what is the challenges that teen girls faces, and even though a lot of positive things, some positive things was mentioned tonight when it come down from Kajay saying that you get to know a person, you get to know them, they get to know you, and then Katara actually chimed in and said the same thing, and also Jayla did too. However, as you can hear them talking, there's still a negative side of that, because once you do get to know the person and you think this is the person going to be the one, that you're going to carry your relationship out through high school and then one day hopefully get married, but then find out it's not. And I'm going to be honest with you, majority of the girls I counsel and mentor, if they dated, they're 19, if they're 17 years old, 18 years old, they're already on their fifth boyfriend. They're on their fifth boyfriend, regardless if their parents know about it or not. Because that's another thing. A lot of times, and my girls can actually testify this, the majority of the time, girls are still dating even without their parents' permission. Am I right about it, ladies?
Right.
They're dating. And the sad thing about it, when you're dating, so you are still dating, and with your form of dating, meaning that you're talking to them on the phone, you're texting them on or inboxing them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever your ways of communication, you guys call that dating, my boyfriend, all that good stuff there. So you're dating even without your parents' permission. But there are some things I want to give or pass down to you guys. And I truly believe if you take these principles, because just like I said on the outline, if we can build your conviction and your relationship with God, rather not your parent allow you to date or not, if your conviction with the Lord is high, it doesn't matter if they give you the permission or don't give you the permission, you're going to do what's right before the Lord. Because we parents, we don't have all the eyes. We don't see everything. We don't know everything. But there is someone that knows everything, and he sees everything, and that is God. And there is some tools that we can give to you, some principles that we can give to you that can help you along the way if you decide and your parents in agreement that you're going to be dating. And if your parents don't agree with your dating and you're trying to go around your parents and do your own little thing, I want to help you build your convictions on tonight. And I truly believe even the listeners, the callers, my co-hosts, they're young people. So I don't expect them to agree with us as an adult because they're still young. They don't have children. They're still, you know, desiring to have a boyfriend. I got that part. But there's a negative and there is a positive when you do things the wrong way. And when I say positive, it's a positive if you do it the right way, and there's a big negative if you do it the wrong way. So that's a big, big thing I want to say. Before I go into my next comment, because I have so much I want to say about that, but I want to get these girls in here. What age, ladies, do you think, according to your information, according to you guys, and according to your peers, what age should a girl allow to date?
18.
What age do you? 18. Who said 18?
Me, Takesha.
Takesha, and why do you think 18 is the age that any girl should be allowed to date?
Because I feel like you will be more ready. And the way I was raised, we wasn't allowed to date. The age was 18. Even though my mom already said I tried to date anyway. Which I did, and I got a lot of hurt from that. I should have listened to my mom because I wasn't ready. And now that I'm over 18, I'm still not dating because I'm not ready still. So even though I said 18, it's based on your connection with God. You know, when you date, you're supposed to date to get married. It's supposed to be a purpose when you date, not just to date. Oh, that's my boyfriend. No, it need to be a purpose. You need to have a goal set on the person that you date. The person that you date, they need to be in church. They need to believe in God. They need to have something going for themselves. They need to have something. Number one thing is knowing God and being in church. So I wasn't allowed, so it's 18 for me.
Okay. Kajay, what age do you think a teen girl should be allowed to date?
I feel like 18 and mature
expected age.
Okay. Okay. All right, good. 18 and mature is a good age. Okay. All right. What about you, Katera? What age do you think a girl should be allowed to date?
I would think a girl should be allowed to date at the age of 21. Because at the age of 21, you will be in your fourth year of college, hopefully. You will be out on your own. You will know everything that is in to the world. Like, even though that you're not a teen anymore, well, that is, like, a good age for you to start off knowing. Because by you growing up, you have known, okay, he's not what I'm looking for. He's not what I'm looking for. But when you grow up, you'll find the one who God wants you to be with, not somebody who's just going to be here. And he's going to be your boyfriend for, let's say, a couple of months, and then y'all break up, and then you on to the next one. That's a lot of pain and hurt that you have left. Your heart is being broken into shattered pieces because you have gave this boy a piece of your heart, and then you go with somebody else, and you gave this boy the other piece of your heart. So now your heart is being thrown everywhere. Your love is being given to so many different people. So I would think that 21 would be a good age, even though you're not a teen anymore. But that would be a good age for you to understand what are the what and the don'ts to do in a relationship.
Okay, okay, wonderful. What about you, Jayla?
I feel like I agree with everybody. I feel like for a teen, it should be 18 or maturity or whenever you're at the right stage. Because if you date, like you said, you're going to have emotions high and low. If you're dating in school, you're going to have too many priorities. You're going to have to focus on your school. You're going to have to focus on God. You're going to have to focus on the boy. And 9 times out of 10, the girl's going to be more focused on the boy, which is the wrong priority. You need to be focused on your school, then having the right relationship with God. So and during that school time, you don't have time for a guy. So it's, you get confused and you get your priorities mixed up. So like what KJ was saying, you have to be mature. And what Katera was saying, you have to know the do's and the don'ts. What to do, what not to do, and what's your standards, what you're looking for in a man. And like what Keisha was saying, when you start to date, you want to date for the right one, for it to marry. So I feel like 14 is 18. And also what Katera was saying, 21, I feel like will be a good age because you're most likely out of college or either in your last years of college. So you're technically almost done with school and you're in your career. So you want to find somebody to share it with.
Right. Well, ladies, I really appreciate you guys saying that, and I do hear the difference. And I think a lot of times that, you know, as teen girls, you're the ones on the line, and also those who are listening are not going to think about all these due diligence things that you need to do. And keep going, I want to make this very clear. This show is not to tell you what to do. Our goal is to provide you some tools, some nuggets, and some inspiration to let you know, especially if you're talking about living for God. This is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about worldly Christian, teens. I'm talking about Christian kids. I'm talking about kids that said they are saved, they have accepted Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. I'm talking about teen girls that says, I want to keep my virginity. I want to, and if you lost it, you're reclaiming it. You're saying, I have messed up, Pastor Teresa, but I want to do it right. I want to get to the altar knowing that I have not been touched, or if I have been touched, that God, I rededicated my life and remade a commitment unto you, God, that for when my husband comes, that I know that I made a commitment to him. Because if you can't make a commitment to God, it's going to be very hard. But you make a commitment to a person, he can't wake you up and start you on your way. It's only God can do that. So I want to provide you some things. They're going to sound like I'm being negative at first, but I'm going to clean it all up. I promise I will. But I want to provide you some information to you. That's I want you to really think about this. Don't think about it in the world sense. Don't think about with a carnal mind. What is a carnal mind? A mind that thinks worldly. A mind that thinks the way the world does it, the way my other friends does it, or the way other people that I see on TV and magazines and books, how they do it. No, we want to operate, because in the Bible, it doesn't tell us how to date. It don't use the word date. But there is some principles that we can pull from the Bible, because the Bible do tell us about living holy. And the majority of the time, and I'm not saying about the girls on the lines or the ones that's listening, a lot of times when you're dating, you're not living holy because your mind is not thinking holy. And then if you get peer pressure and you pressure into something, guess what? You're not going to be living holy because you're going to feel pressure to do something to please another person. So I want to first deal with the principle, some principles of, for the parents, don't allow your children to date, and you feel pressure to date because there's a boy in your school or there's a boy in your college or whatever the situation may be, and you feel like that you just really like him, and you just feel like that's the one for you. That is the one. He's the one to have three. I like him. He loved me. He told me he loved me. He want me. I want to talk to you for a minute. One of the things that you want to think about when you're talking about teen dating, the young ladies kind of said, and I'm going to just take it back on what they're saying, is the pressure to not date. Avoid the pressure of the temptation to have sex. If you don't date while you're a teenager, you avoid the temptation, and that is a good thing. The flea fornication. So the flea fornication, that means you're not going to get tempted. I'm talking to y'all teen girls. You're in a position where you're in school and there's a boy asking you out, and you tell him that, oh, my parents don't allow me to date. Well, you can still call me. You can still date me. Let's exchange numbers. And I know you're saying that he's just a friend. That's my best friend, that kind of stuff. But you know there's a strong liking that you have between each other. And I'm telling you, and I ain't telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. There's going to be a strong. If you had the opportunity to be with him private time, something's going to be trying to happen or is going to happen. Because you know why? The chemistry between you and that person is going to be under pressure. Do you hear what I'm saying? So not dating removes the temptation of having sex. It removes the temptation to do things that you know. And some of you girls, and I'm going to put it out there, some of you saying, well, I don't have sex. I ain't been penetrated. But you have an oral sex. You're touching each other. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. But you're touching each other. That type of stuff should not be. That should not be going on in your life right now. That should not be at all. And so not dating will help you avoid temptation. Will help you avoid temptation. The next thing is, number two, it will help you with these breakups, this messy breakups that teenagers have with their boyfriend. Their boyfriend decided, oh, you know what, I decided I don't want to date anymore, and I don't feel like, and sometimes, and I have to say this, and I hear a lot of my teen girls say this, that they dated for a while, 6 months, 8 months, and the boy was on board within the beginning. What the girl told him, I'm a virgin, I'm saved, keep my virginity, I'm going to wait till I get married. And the boy like, oh, that's good, that's really good, that's good, I respect you that. But 8 months down the road, 6 months down the road, he don't change his mind on that. His whole mind, his whole perspective have changed, all because his mind was never intended to value that. He wants to see how far you're going to go. How long are you going to keep that commitment to God? How long are you going to keep that commitment to yourself that you are not, you're not going to lose your virginity? And what happened is, majority of the time, some of these boys and girls, some of these boys are already having sex with other people. They're just trying to see how is you going to give it up. And so when they realize that your commitment is strong and your commitment to God is strong, guess what they're going to come to you and say? I think we need to take a break. I think you need to think about it, and we'll come back together. I still love you, though. I really love you. I really love you, and I respect your views. And then some of them will come back and say, hey, you know, we've been in this thing for 6 months now, and, you know, and we're in love with each other, and we haven't got close yet. Something wrong with that. And so they'll put that out there like that to make you feel pressure, to make you feel pressure to give in. So the other thing is this messy breakup. You break up, and then if you guys have the same friends, keep telling your friends, and you're telling your friends something else, and boy, I tell you, it'd be one thing after another, and then everybody got different emotions because this breakup is messy. This breakup is really messy. Number three, people changes. You are going to change, and this I'm talking to the teenagers that parents don't want them to date. I'm trying to echo what your parents are saying, and these are the things that your parents is really looking at. people going to change. While you're in high school, you're going to feel one way. When you get in college, you're going to feel a whole other way. When you in lower class high school, when you in eighth grade, ninth grade, you're going to feel one way. But by the time you get in 11th grade, you're going to be in another, you're going to be in another place. You're going to be a little bit more mature. So when you're talking about you're dating at the age of 13, 14, 15 years old, you're just too young. You're too immature in these areas to really understand. I have heard girls say, oh, I know he's the one. I'm going to marry him. And you're 14, you're 16 years old. You don't know that, sweetie. You're not marrying him. It's not like back in the old days, 30, 40 years ago, where that was possible. In this day and time, boo-boo, you ain't marrying him, no. And then if you feel pressure, and a lot of times girls end up having sex, they end up having sex because they thinking they're going to marry him. Oh, he's the one, so I'm going to give my virginity up. I'm going to give my virginity up. And then guess what? You end up getting pregnant, and he's gone down the street somewhere. Hello, somebody. So you have to understand that this not dating going to help you protect yourself. It's going to help you protect your spiritual life. It's going to help you protect your mind. It's going to help you protect your physical body. And the last but not least is this. I want to leave this with you when it comes down to the parents that don't allow their children to date and you're trying to tap out. It is fun to be young. I wish I really can go back and do some things over. I didn't get a chance to be a teenager. I didn't get a chance to have fun as a teenager. I was already a teen mom. I got pregnant at the age of 13 years old, and had my baby when I was 14. I didn't get a chance to have a really life as a teenager, going to the prom, going to the different things that some things that may be a little bit wholesome for teenagers to do. I didn't get the chance to do that. Why? Because I went too fast. You guys have the opportunity to be young ladies, young Christian ladies, and show the world that young Christian ladies can keep their virginity. If you lost it at one time, you know you can make a recommitment back to God. Have fun. Do understand, being a Christian kid is not boring at all. It's how you look at it. It's just really, really how to look at it. So that's my principles I like to leave to you with you. Parents, says, no, you're not going to date, and then you go around your parents and still date anyway and talk to these boys, I want you to build your conviction around what I just told you. Yes, your parents made it, and I know some of you out there, your parents do not know you're dating, but I want you to build your convictions between you and God because you should be honoring your parents. If your parents told you that you should not be dating, that you should not be talking to boys, you should honor that. And when you don't honor that, you dishonor your parents and you disobeying God. Because God gave your parents to you for a reason. Amen, somebody. And they are trying to protect you from something and someone. And they're trying to keep you from not making the same mistakes they made. Amen. And my last point, and this is going to be to the ones that are dating. These are the ones that parents allow them to date. I'm not going against your parents. If your parents are allowing you to date, but you know, and you may not tell your mom, you may not be telling your dad that you're feeling pressured. You really, really feeling pressured to have sex because this boy done gave you this ultimatum that, you know, hey, I really won't, you know, want us to do it. Or you may feel it. Let's talk about that. Because, girls, let's be real. Let's be real about this. Katera, I got you. Let's be real about this. There are some feelings that girls have, too. It's not just boys. Let's be real. And when you round a boy and you're saying you round a boy, and it's going to feel a certain kind of way. So not only you going to feel pressure from other people, you're going to feel pressure, too. Because when you like someone and you round someone and you really like them, that pressure of want to be more closer to them, it's going to turn it up. It's going to turn it up. And I'm telling you, it's going to get heated. And then that alone will pressure you all by itself. So these next tips, I want to get Katera to come in. Katera has something to say, and I want her to jump in. Katera, go ahead, sweetie.
Okay, so what I really want to say to you young girls out here, these teenage young girls, is that I myself was in a predicament where my mama told me not to date. She told me I couldn't date till I was 16, which I'm currently not 16. But when I was in middle school, I used to date these boys, and I used to think, okay, he loves me, we're going to get married. But remember now, I'm only in eighth grade thinking I'm going to get married to this boy, and I got 4 more years of school left.
So it's just that, just listen to your mothers, because your mother is telling you the truth. Because me just dating them guys, I dealt with a lot of heartbreak, a lot of, like, regretment of me just telling them how much I love them. Because once you tell somebody that you love them, you have to stay true to what you say. You can't be like, oh, I just loved you just because you gave me a kiss on the cheek or da da da. You have to stay true to what you say. That's why your mother is telling you that, because your mother has possibly been the things that she doesn't want you to go through. And that's all I want to say. Thank you. Love you guys.
Thanks.
Awesome. That was good. And I want you to hear what she said. When she was literally in the eighth grade, she was dating, and she felt that she was going to be with this particular person for the rest of her life in eighth grade. You're not going to be able to make that terminology in eighth grade. You're not mature enough to even come to that. Now, I have seen young people, like I said, 30, 40 years ago, and I'm not saying that it don't happen. It can happen, but what's the chances? That's what I'm saying. It's going to be very slim chances that you're going to grow with this person, and y'all just grow and grow and grow, and guess what? You guys go off in the sunset and get married. That's just hard to it's a slight chance in that. So I want to go over this point here at the last 10 minutes I have. I want to be able to say this to you about the ones that are allowed to date. If you're allowed to date, your parents that gave you the permission to date, and like I stated earlier, but you're feeling the pressure, or you don't feel the pressure yet, I want to give you some tools. I want to give you some nuggets that are going to help you build your convictions that for when you feel pressure that you will not go there. You will not go there. Or you may say, you know, Mom, even though you allow me to date, Dad, you allow me to date, I'm not ready to date. Because after I say what I need to say and after I give you these principles, what the Word says, I want you to take this. And you don't have to take it from me. You can go to the Word and find it for yourself. Take it from me. I want you to really think about that. And you may have to go to your parent and tell your parent, Mom, I'm not ready to date. I'm really not ready to date. And don't go. You don't have to go in no details. Go tell your mom, I'm not ready to date. But here it is. Okay, the first one thing you want to think about is, and the first the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 10 and 31, says, whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, all should give God glory. So in other words, that's considered everything, your whole aspect of your whole life. Everything that you do, God should be able to get the glory out of that. You say, well, how you pull that out of that, Pastor Teresa? Because my life, your life should be who you are, and who you are should be your life. So if you separating your relationship from God, how you in versus how you dating, and you're doing stuff, you're saying things to him or he's saying things to you, because it may not be you saying things to him, but he's saying some inappropriate things to you, that relationship cannot give God no glory. Because God, why? Because of inappropriate things are being said and inappropriate things that's being done. And so the Bible specifically tells us in 1 Corinthians 10 and 31, everything that we do, everything that we eat, drink, and whatever thing we do, God should get the glory out of that. So if your relationship that you're in right now, God is not getting the glory, you're not being purified in your conversation is not good, his conversation with you is not good, then that's not a good relationship for you to be in, because God can't get the glory out of that. The other thing is that, so that's the first and foremost thing. And the other thing that I want to piggyback on that, it's going to lead me to my first principle, is this. The Word of God clearly tells us that we should stay away from relationship of unbelievers. If you're in a relationship with someone that's an unbeliever, there is a very high chance that you're going to feel more pressure to do something inappropriate, do things that's not of what God says, because this person do not share the same views as you. That person don't share the same values and principles that you're saying, that you have. And this is to the parents, to the teen girls that parents allow them to date. But you got to determine, because your mom and your dad is not on the phone with you every day. They're not on the with you when you go out to the movies or wherever you go and hear the conversation that you have. So the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6, 14 and 15, it says, do not team up with those who are unbelievers or have right. How can righteousness be partnered with the wicked? How can the light live in the darkness? What harmony can be between Christ and the devil? So in other words, the Bible is telling us in 1 Corinthians that the righteous should not be with the unrighteous. We should not have no communication when it comes down to building a relationship with them. Yes, we're going to have unsafe friends. I said this yesterday. We're going to have unsafe friends. But when you're talking about building a relationship that's supposed to last with someone that's unbeliever, I need you to understand that you don't have to do that. You don't want to go against what the Word of God says. You don't want to go against what God says when he said, don't be partner up with the unbeliever. You don't want to do that. Because keep in mind, you want to do everything that's going to give God honor. Amen? The second thing is, if you're, well, again, this is going to my young ladies that's out there dating, and I want to build your convictions up. The second thing is, keep your hands to yourself. There's no way. I see this all the time. When I be in the public, I be seeing so many teenagers' hands all over each other, just touching and blah, 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 just doing all this kind of stuff. And that alone is going to bring another temptation. Too often we see that in the community. We see that even in the church. And 1 Corinthians 7:1 says this, never now concerning these things that you have wrote to me, it is not good for a man to touch a woman, nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife and every woman have her own husband. That's in 1 Corinthians 7:1-2. Now, you're saying, well, that's dealing with marriages. But if you're dating and you're touching each other, the Bible said there's not a man should not touch a woman. So if you're not married, there should not be no touching. There should not be no touching. And that's including kissing. Because let me tell you something. We could sit and play like we don't know this or not, or act like, you know, y'all young ladies don't feel this type of thing when you're with a boy. That touching and kissing will lead up to something else. I just want to build your conviction up tonight. That's what I want to do. We don't want you to take your dating opportunity to be a mini marriage. Your dating is not a mini marriage, so you should not be doing what married people do. Married people to kiss and touch and stuff like that. You're dating, so you should not be doing that. We should not be acting like you're a mini marriage. I understand that you may like him and he's underliking you, he's liking you, but you guys should respect each other, respect your body, and understand this. How many boys are you going to be kissing? How many boys are going to be touching you and you touching them? You may say, well, I just touch him on his shoulder, he touching me here. But you know and I know that stuff can lead up to places, amen? So you want to honor this word, 1 Corinthians 7:1-2. Now concerning these things that I write unto you, it is good for a man not to touch a woman, nevertheless to avoid a fornication. Let every man have his own wife and every woman have her own husband. You want to make sure that you honor the word on tonight. And my other point, I have two more points and we're out of here. And this is going to sound very harsh, but I have to say it. Don't date a loser. Date a loser. And what do you mean by that, Pastor Tree? That sounds very harsh. You talking calling people losers? No, I'm not mad. Well, yeah, I am. I'm not saying loser as a person. A lot of times we making these decisions to date people that's not saved or people that's halfway saved that don't share the same views and principles that we share. And then we find ourselves, our values start dripping and dropping, and next thing you know, it's all the way down to the floor. Listen to what the Bible said. In 1 Corinthians 15:31, it reads, do not be deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manner. So in other words, if you're hanging out with losers, guess who's going to be a loser next? Hello? Paul, are you there? If you're hanging around with losers, people that don't have no values, people that don't not think, that's not worshiping your God, and that's not have no principles, have no values, don't think nothing about themselves, that's willing to do anything, drinking, smoking, all this other kind of stuff, they're not losers. I'm just using it for example. They're not losers, but they're people of low value. If you're dating or hanging around people of low value that don't have no value to themselves, no value about themselves, guess what's going to happen? It's going to pull you down. And the Bible tells us that in 1 Corinthians, like I said, 1 Corinthians 15:31, it said, don't be deceived. Evil communication, corrupt good manner. It said, don't be tricked. Don't be fooled. You keep hanging around those who are doing the opposite of what you say you don't want to do, eventually you're going to be doing the very thing that you say you don't want to do. I want to say this too. While I'm here, your character is everything. You know who you are is everything. Who you are, who you're trying to grow to be, is everything. And it takes one person, one situation, one incident to change how people see you. Do you hear what I'm saying? It would change how people view you based on one situation. Yeah, you can gain your reputation back, but it takes a year sometimes to gain your reputation back. And I wouldn't allow one person, one situation, to pull my reputation down. My last point is listen to your parents. If your parents gave you a set of rules to follow, listen to them. They're telling you these things for a reason. If your parents are allowing you to date, and there are some rules that he and she gave you to what they're saying to you. If they're telling you to be off the phone at 10 o'clock, I'm just using it for hypothetically. If they're telling you to be off the phone at 10 o'clock, get off the phone at 10 o'clock. If they tell you don't, you know, I'm allowing you to date, I'm going to drop you off to the movies, you stay in the movies, watch the movies, do what they tell you to do. Because there's, I'm telling you, there is a great harvest to be won, to be gained, when you follow the instructions of your parents. Because when you follow the instructions of your parents, God can bless you. The Bible tells to honor thy mother and thy father that your days will be long. And you can't, you not honor them if you disobey what they're saying. A lot of times your parents already been where you've been, what you're going through now. They already been there and done that. They got the T-shirt and the trophy. And if they're telling you and give you a set of rules that you may don't agree with, that you do not like, it's okay. We went through that, too, as children. But I really, I'm telling you, there's a lot of things I did listen to because I was in foster care. So I went to foster care, and I wasn't really raised up in one stable house. So I have a lot of information in my head. A lot of different things was told to me. But for the majority of the time, you guys have, you may be living with a single mom. You may be living with your mom and dad. Your dad is in your life, and you have both set of parents in your life. You have your mom maybe remarried, and she have a husband that I'm pretty sure that loves you. It may be challenging, but I'm pretty sure he loves you. You have two sets of parents. Father may not be maybe at the home, but he may be married, and you got another mom that you can talk to. Listen, guys, you want to take the information that they've given you and hold value to them and listen to what they're saying, because if anybody wants you to succeed, if anybody wants you to prosper, it's your parents. Your parents want the best for you, so they're not going to tell you nothing wrong. Now, if you have parents, and I'm not talking against nobody's parents, but if you do have parents that's not living safe and you're trying to live safe and they may not be showing you by example of what you need to be doing, don't need to be doing. But there, you of age to look up for yourself. You know how to look up cell phones. You know how to look up YouTube about different things, different dances. You can go to the Word for yourself, and you can see what the Word says. And you don't have to say, you don't maybe go to God and keep blaming your parents. Well, my parents didn't tell me. My parents didn't show me. I didn't see that in my parents. Yeah, they should be that good example for you, what you should be doing or what you should not be doing. But I'm here to let you know, beloved, that you're at an age, if you're 13, 12 years old, 13 on up, you can go and look up. I know some 5-year-olds are not going to look up some stuff. And if you can look up how to do a dance, surely you can look up what the Word of God says about what the Word of God says about living holy, because the Bible doesn't talk about dating. But it does give you principles. Amen. We talked about a lot of things tonight, and I just want to bring it home, and I'm going to ask the girls if they want to have anything else that they want to say. But I want to bring it home to you because we got 7 more minutes, and I want to tell you that this, God loves you. Trust me when I say he loves you so much, and there is somebody special out there for you, but he's not out there now. He's not ready. You're not ready. Don't rush your time. Don't rush relationship, because relationship is very complicated. You want to have all the tools that you need, so therefore when it's time for you to be in a relationship, that you have all the tools that you need to make proper decisions. So you wouldn't have to do what a lot of your parents did. We made so many bad mistakes. There's so many soul ties that we gained with all these ungodly relationships and all these relationships that we have gained as we were children or teenagers as we were growing up. We do not want you to make the mistake. You don't have to have that testimony as your mom, as your dad. Some of you, I'm 19, you're living in a home that is a blended family, or your mom, your dad going on with his life and your mom going on with their life because they wasn't good together. And that's because they was not saved when they was hooking up. And now, 19, we have children outside of that. And then when we get in Christ, we realize what we're supposed to be doing. We get in Christ, we realize the value of our life. A lot of times we don't realize our life is a gift. God gave us a gift, and that gift was our life. How are you presenting that gift? How are you presenting the gift that God gave you? What is the gift God gave you? Your life. You turn around and give that gift right back to God. But how are you presenting your gift? Are you letting all these boys and girls touch your gift, the gift that God gave you? We should not be doing that. In this season of your life, I know a lot of things to say tonight, and I'm pretty sure you probably said, wow, that gave me a lot to think about. That's what I want you to do. I want you to think about it. I want you to have a purpose. Like my daughter said, Takesha, she said it real clear, that, this is what we taught our girls, when you date for marriage. You're not dating to shop around and see what fits and if it's going to work out. No, you date to get married. My oldest daughter, she's 26 years old. She'll be 27 this year. And she got married as a virgin. That wasn't an accident. That was on purpose. She took the principles of me and her dad, taught her, and she lived it out. And then she started wanting it for herself. She didn't want to be like all the other teenagers. That, even though I'm pretty sure there was pressure during that time, she's 27 now, but when she got married as a virgin. She was able to get some experience that she don't have and she don't have to deal with. I'm 40-something years old, and I don't say what I am, but I'm 40-something years old. And because of all the sexual relationships and all the relationships I've been involved in, those things could haunt me down today. Here's this young lady saved herself for marriage, and she don't have those problems. She's not going to have those problems. Why? Because she made a conscious decision. You know what? I'm going to save myself for my husband. So the gift that God gave me, I could turn around and give that gift back to God, present it back to him, and when it's time for me to be in a relationship, I could take my gift and give it to my husband. That gift has never been unwrapped. That gift has never been touched. But you may say, well, Pastor Teresa, I already had sex. I already had somebody touch me. Well, you can rewrap that gift. In the Holy Ghost, you can rewrap that gift and say, God, I present my gift back to you. It's stained. It's unpolished. But can you repolish me, please? Can you restain me? Can you remove the stains off of me, God? Can you polish me up, God, in the name of Jesus? Take that gift back to God and let God rewrap you. And now when you do get in that relationship with that man, that man belongs to you, then you can say, yeah, I have been unwrapped, but I've been rewrapped with God. And God rewrapped me, and now I present my gift unto you. I want to build your convictions today. And that's what it is. It's not about is your parents wrong or right allowing you to date. It's not about that. It's about you building a relationship with God so strong, regardless if your parents give you the permission or not, that you're going to follow the rules of God. You're going to follow the principle that God gave everybody, because he tells us everything that we do, it should glorify him. Then he tells us about our parents to honor our mother and father, that our days will be long. So if your parents give you permission or not give you permission, you're going to honor whatever they tell you to do, and your life will be blessed. I truly believe that you was blessed on tonight. I got a lot of questions out there. I'm seeing all these question marks out there, but we don't have the time to answer any question. I do apologize for that. We had a lot of frequency backed up and a lot of that was going on with the sound, and I do apologize for that. Next time, I'll make sure that I carve out some time that you can ask questions. But you're more than welcome to inbox me like some of y'all already doing. You're inboxing me questions. You're inboxing me your comments, your statements to me, and I really appreciate it. I really want you to know I really appreciate you guys chiming in, coming in, and really getting involved in Share Talk. I really appreciate that. Now, I'm going to actually ask my co-hosts if they have anything, because they're still patiently waiting. I'm sorry I took so long, but I want to wrap this part up and make sure you have the biblical truth of what God says about our lives. As I stated, and I hate to say this again, but as I stated, that no, there's nowhere in the Bible where it talks about dating, but you can pull principles out by living holy. And all you got to do is type in. You do everything, Google this and Google that, YouTube, whatever the stuff is. You put a lot of stuff in searches. Search up dating God's way. You can always do that. And we gave you some good tools tonight, and I will repost some of this stuff on Facebook and in my, for some of you that's asking questions, now I see you, I will actually inbox you this information. I will love to hear from you. Lord knows I would love to hear from you, what you got to say, what you feel in the spirit. I really would. But so, co-hosts, do you have anything y'all would like to say as we close out?
No, I don't.
Okay. What about you, Takesha?
I would just like to say that I agree with everything you just said. That is some good word, Pastor Teresa. You bring it home. That was excellent. I hope everybody got something from it. I really do. You can go back and listen to it again. Yes. Thank you for listening.
What about you? Oh, God bless you, baby. What about you, Jayla?
I just want to say don't lose faith and don't lose your confidence in trying to stay whole and pure, because in the end it's going to benefit you.
Amen. All right. Katera?
I just want to say that, and I hope all you young ladies got something from out of this this conference call, because everything that she said is real. Even though that she's not on your age level, but everybody, us as hosts, has been through everything that she is talking about. So I just want you to take, I just want you guys to take in consideration that she's not just saying this because, oh, she's a mom and she thinks she knows everything. But no, other people has been through this, and she has been through this as well. That's all I have to say.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful. Well, ladies, I really appreciate you guys being on the call. I thank God for my co-hosts. I thank God for you ladies that's out there listening. Parents, if you're out there listening, I see a lot of parents that's out there. I really appreciate you guys chiming in and listening in and all that good stuff. And I do apologize that I did not have the time to carve out for the questions, but I want you to, and I see some of you already inboxing me the questions and statements and comments. I appreciate that. But I want to leave this with you. God loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son. That anybody, you know, this is so powerful. He don't want none of us to perish. So he gave his only begotten son, so therefore we didn't have to perish. All we got to do is accept him, accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. That's all we got to do, and we shall be saved, filled with his Holy Spirit, and then we go back to him. Beloved, I really do believe if you really honor God in everything, in every aspect of your life, I truly believe, just like Jada said, don't lose heart. Don't rush it. Even though, you know, I know you're going to like someone, someone's going to like you, this kind of stuff like that, listen to what your parents saying. Your parents only doing the best for you, best for you. And I'm pretty sure, and I'm speaking for myself as well, that I wish I listened to some of the things that were said to me as I was coming up and as a teenager. And then now as a grown person, as an adult, now I have the opportunity to pour those values and to pour it on somebody else. Take heed. Don't be like, you don't have to be like the naysayers. You don't have to be like everybody else. You don't have to be a part of statistics. You don't have to be somebody's baby mama. You don't have to be somebody that got some type of sexual transmitted diseases. You don't have to be that. You can be a God-fearing young lady and save yourself for your husband when it's time for that. You're not going to meet him right now, but I promise you, if you keep your eyes on the prize, and the prize is God, if you keep your eyes on it and remember the verses I quote you tonight, come back. Like Takesha said, you always can replay this message back over and over again. I'm going to tweak some of it because I know there's a lot of bad frequency, and I'm going to listen to it myself and make sure I tweak all the bad stuff out. But for the most part, and I pray that you got something out of today. I thank God for you, and don't forget to always meet us here every fourth Monday at 6:30, and I'm going to make sure I clean up some of this stuff, and it may be just two of my co-hosts with me next time. I'm not 100% sure on that because I'm not sure if with all of them on here, it's bringing a lot of bad frequency. I'm not sure about that, but I'm going to find out, and when I do, I'll make the correction. But I want to thank God for you. I love you with the love of Christ, and I pray that something was said tonight that really motivates you and increase your conviction, build your relationship with God, because at the end of the day, that's what's going to matter. Amen. Let me pray for you. Father, we thank you. We thank you for everything that was said on tonight. We thank you for everything that was done on tonight. I ask you to touch that young lady, God. Touch that young lady that wants to be pure and wants to continue being pure and wants to get married and desire to get married, and she want to maintain who she is, God. I ask you right now, give her the ability to do that in your son, Jesus Christ's name. I pray right now that you fill her with the Holy Ghost and she run after you and run after you like nothing else, God. I ask you right now, touch that young lady that may be feeling pressure, that she wants to have sex, not only because her feelings, because she feels pressure from her boyfriend or pressure from her other friends to have sex. I ask you right now, God, let her know that you are with her and you will never leave her or forsake her, God. I ask you right now, put your hands and arms around her, God, and let her feel protected and guided, God. I ask you right now, build every young lady's convictions up to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch the parents, God, to give them wisdom and guidance, God, that they can continue this Christian walk, God, and be successful in it, God. Bless their Christian journey. And we thank you right now for what you're going to do. I ask you right now to bless every caller that was on, every person that's listening. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. And I hope to see you next time or hear from you next time. God bless you, and thank you for listening to Share Talk.
You have been in tune to Share Talk with your host, Pastor Teresa, brought you by the way of Teresa Burton Ministry. Every Monday at 6:30 p.m. right here on Share Talk, you can meet Pastor Teresa for a live empowerment session that guarantees to challenge you, encourage you, and inspire you to be all what God has you to be. We would also like to invite you to visit her on her website at teresaburtonministry.com. Tune in next Monday for another empowerment session by call 347-580-8820 or by using the link that's provided. Until next Monday, remember, the hardship of life don't have to make you bitter, but better as we share, talk, and grow.
Serve me.